But today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Braj Mohan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the today's topic is the seven oceans of Srimati Radharani's personality. So on this auspicious day, on the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, we are having His Grace Braj Mohan Prabhuji to enlighten us. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Shyamakari Mataji has probably joined.
Mataji, I guess Prabhuji will be joining. He is getting ready for the live, I guess, Mataji. Let's wait
okay.
for
him. No problem, Mataji. We can wait for a few minutes. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Braj Mohan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic, the seven oceans of Srimati Radharani's personality. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji, I am on the call. Just 1 minute. It's raining heavily. I'll
Okay. Okay, no problem, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving a valuable association and time to all of us. So Prabhuji, and like you can start whenever you feel. Thank you so much for giving your valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Is it audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Hare Krishna. My extreme pleasure and privilege to be speaking to all of you on this most auspicious occasion of Sri Radhashtami. Before that, let us all offer the sincere prayers to Srimati Radharani and the whole Guru Parampara to be able to speak on this topic. Om Ajnana Nirandhasya Janajana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Ramayam Dadatiswa Padantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Vita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vrishya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitana Pavanevru Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam bhangam langayate giram yatripatam aham vande shri guru ambi natarinam. Hare Krishna will take one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only verse in which a slight hint towards the glory of Srimati Radharani is given. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, chapter 30, verse 28. The chapter name is The Gopi Search for Krishna. I'll read the verse and the purport and then we'll discuss something. Anayaradito nunam Bhagavan Haririshwara Yanno vihaya Govinda Prito yam manayatraha. Anaya, by her, Aradita, perfectly worshipped, Nuna, certainly, Bhagavan, the personality of God, Hari, Lord Krishna, Ishwara, the supreme controller, yet inasmuch as, na us, vihaya, rejecting, Govinda, Lord Govinda, Prita, pleased, Yam, whom, Anayat, led, Raha, to a secluded place. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, Abhaycharnaravinda Puriviranda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of God, Govinda. Since He was so pleased with her that He abandoned the rest of her and brought her to a secluded place. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word Aradita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments that Sri Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradita is like the rumbling of a kettle drum, sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Ujjwala Neelamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is a mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant gold. And upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, below that a spear, and at the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar, below that an earring, and below that earring is a club. Along the base of the second, third, fourth and small toes is a mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the heel is a fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Welcome all the devotees that have taken their time to come here, come online, come on their phones to hear regularly the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That only by regular attendance in the Srimad Bhagavatam classes that one's love is gradually awakened and all that is unwanted in the heart is destroyed. And today especially we are most fortunate to have the opportunity to focus on the glories of Srimati Radharani, although it is not like the typical festivals in the West, like Father's Day or Valentine's Day, where only on those days those personalities are remembered and other days they are not so consciously thanked. But all of our lives are dependent on the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Long back in Prerna, the youth festival that happens here, one boy very daringly had asked His Holiness Radhana Swami that, "Maharaj, there is a very popular saying in English that behind the success of every man there is a woman. And I see you are so successful. So who is behind you?" And of course there was a laughter that erupted and everybody was thinking, what kind of question is this? But Maharaj very expertly said that behind this, I am a renunciate, I am a sannyasi, and behind the success of any devotee is the hand of Srimati Radharani. Without her mercy, nothing can happen. And same way here, Sukadeva Goswami, when even without him being conscious, without him trying to control the description of Srimati Radharani in any way, not because he wasn't qualified to speak about Srimati Radharani, but there were two reasons. The audience that was sitting in front of him, they were not all pure devotees, so that these topics can be appreciated. Many of them were at different levels of on the yoga ladder, and that was one reason why Sukadeva Goswami was not speaking. Another was his whole intention was to serve Parikshit Maharaj. And if he spoke about Srimati Radharani, as is known as Shuka, Shukadev, and Shuka means a parrot, and he is the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. And that same parrot, when it was in the Himalayas, it was and when Vyasadeva was speaking to his wife, so the parrot Shuka was hearing this. When Shuka was hearing the description of the Bhagavatam, then Vyasadeva got angry as soon as he saw that there was another person who was hearing this, and he chased this parrot, and the parrot flew, and the story explains that it went to the Himalayas, and the place where Amarnath is there, so that recently our devotees had gone there, that tree under which Shiva spoke Bhagavatam to Parvati Devi is still there. And when she was speaking to Parvati, so his condition was that I'll become very absorbed and I won't know if you're interested or not, so you keep speaking ha 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 as soon as I keep reciting, so I'm aware. So after a while, during the Srimad Bhagavatam class, Parvati Devi fell asleep, but Shuka, he was hearing. And he heard the whole Bhagavatam, and then it is said the story is that he was hearing from Lord Shiva to Parvati, and when Lord Shiva chased Sukadeva Goswami, when he saw that he was hearing, then the parrot came and hid in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva. And that's how Sukadeva Goswami was born. So he is the parrot of Shuka and Sari. Srimati Radharani has two pet parrots. And so Sukadeva Goswami is her very dear servant. So he controlled, because as soon as he speaks about Srimati Radharani, he won't be able to keep himself out of the Mahabhav, out of the ecstasies that will erupt. The Ashtasatvika, not Mahabhav, but Ashtasatvika. And because of this, he was trying to contain. But here, very wonderful Vishnu Chakra Thakur says, only by her mercy, Sukadeva Goswami somehow mentioned Anaya Radhito, that the supreme most worshipable personality, who is the dear, who worships Krishna the best, she, as Krishna has taken, Bhagavan Haririshwar, that Lord Govinda has taken her, being pleased exquisitely, exceptionally by her, because she is the fountainhead of all the love that we all carry. Once His Holiness Radhana Swami was saying that all the souls that we are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And Eko Bahuda, that the Lord was one, and He, Eko Vai Bahushyamaha, He expanded into many. And the purpose for which He expanded into many was to exchange love. Because in exchanging love, the experience of love expands. And therefore, Lord Krishna expanded. And His love was personified as Srimati Radharani, and all the jivas, whatever love we carry, is only a part and parcel of Srimati Radharani's love. So just like the soul is a part and parcel of Krishna, is Mumbai's Ganesh Chaturthi going all around. Sometimes we hear these sounds. So just like Srimati Lord, we are all part and parcel of Lord Krishna. The love that we all carry is part and parcel of Srimati Radharani's love. And that love that Srimati Radharani has is so great that any of us, when we manifest that original love that we have for Krishna, Lord Krishna becomes, he's so hungry for that love that Srimati Radharani has for him, that even a small particle of that love that which we have, he becomes subordinate and totally becomes binded by that love. Therefore, one of the effects of bhakti, bhava bhakti, is Shri Krishna Akarshan, that it attracts the Supreme Lord and makes him helpless. Same with the story in the Ambarish Maharaj pastime. So therefore, Srimati Radharani is very dear to the Supreme Lord, and her glories, her connection to Krishna is our hope to be able to practice bhakti. And in Adilila 4th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Gairaj Goswami elaborately describes the identity and the position of Srimati Radharani. And in one of the verses, he says that she has dual duty. Her duty is of twofold. One is to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord, and another is Jivarapo. One is to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord. Another is to give nourishment to all the living entities. Just like a wife, she has two roles. One is to please and serve the husband. Another is to take care of the children. Same as Srimati Radharani, she also has this two roles that she carries. And both of them are non-different, that because she gives pleasure to the Supreme Lord, and one of the aspects of giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord is to take care of his parts and parcels, that is all of us. And when we connect to the love that Srimati Radharani has, then Lord Krishna is also interested in us. Therefore, it is said that we are not so much interested in Krishna, and we are only interested in Krishna because he is connected to Srimati Radharani. And if Srimati Radharani becomes merciful to us, then definitely Krishna has to accept. Like in our temple, the Srimati Radharani is in this course of offering everyone to the Supreme Lord. And recently we concluded Jhulan Yatra. And Jhulan Yatra, the whole spirit of Jhulan Yatra is also the same. Why Srimati Radharani is so special to, is so dear to the Supreme Lord, is that even in her highest of manifestations of love, of ecstasy, she never forgets the rest of us. Usually us, when we are happy, we become insensitive to others' misery. We become so self-absorbed. But Srimati Radharani, just like in Jhulan Yatra, although she is in the Jhulan along with the Lord Govinda, she wants other gopis to partake of that. And she gets down and she requests Krishna, Krishna, I always swing with you, but I want the other, my associates, to also swing with you. And she places Lalita, Vishakha, other gopis on the swing with the Supreme Lord. And then she herself swings it. It's not that, okay, now that you are enjoying with Krishna, I will go off. She herself swings, and when she relishes more, when she sees that the other sakis, her other friends that are there, they are relishing the mercy, the association of the Lord. So this mood of Srimati Radharani to always take a back position, to always put others ahead of her, is very dear to the Lord. And because of this quality that she has to the ultimate degree, which is manifested in Chaitanya Shishtashtakam as the third verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Seshana Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, to feel oneself to be more fallen, more lower than a blade of grass, and to be more tolerant than a tree, offering all respects to others and expecting none in return. In such a way, the Supreme Lord names can be constantly chanted. So Srimati Radharani has this amazing quality of humility, of keeping everybody else in front of her. It is said by one of the acharyas that when the Lord, he goes to forest every day in the morning with all the cowherd boys, it's a joyous occasion for all the gopas, for all the cowherd boys, but it is not so joyous because all the gopis, they feel separation from Krishna for the whole day. So the whole Vrindavan town comes out when the gopas and Krishna go out to the forest. And the Supreme Lord is in the front, because if he is in the back, none of the gopas will move, because they're always, their only motion is when Krishna moves. So therefore Krishna is at the head of the cows and the gopas, and as he is playing the flute and walking in front, all the other cowherd boys and cows are following Supreme Lord as he is going. And all the Prajavasis, they come out and they are standing in the dust that is raised and looking and giving a send-off to Krishna and feeling so much separation from Krishna. Will Krishna written back safe, and it will be so long. Yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. That even a moment appears to be 12 years or more. Although it is a yuga, but somehow in the translation it is said 12 years for all the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. So when Krishna is going ahead, all the cowherd boys are going. So here Krishna is taking the lead, not that he wants to be the first, but that is the best way he can serve, he can inspire all the gopas and the cows to follow him, to walk behind him. And then all the devotees, they are all gathering behind all the elderly gopas and gopis. And it says Srimati Radharani stands at the behind everybody. All those who are, of all those that are sending off Krishna, she stands behind everybody. So if Srimati Radharani is the dearmost to Krishna, and usually you see when some husband is leaving or somebody who is the closest will stand the closest to the, say, the terminal gate or the security. But here Srimati Radharani, although she is closest to Krishna, she stands the farthest from Krishna, because her mood is that she should not become an obstruction for anyone else to see Krishna. And let others to get a better darshan of Krishna, be more closer to Krishna, and for putting others closer to Krishna, I will take a back seat. I will go back sides. Not that it is Srimati Radharani has no love, she has the supreme most love and viraha, the extreme pangs of separation are felt no more than her, but she takes back stance. So this quality of Srimati Radharani that is exhibited even in Julan Yatra and others is very pleasing to the Lord. Somebody who doesn't try to come in front, but who always tries to stay in the back. But the nature of the Supreme Lord is that He balances everyone. One who tries to be in the front, one who tries to keep show himself as the foremost, he usually neglects them. He doesn't, of course not in Vrindavan. Vrindavan everybody is in the same mood to serve each other. But usually if somebody tries to come in the front, then Krishna doesn't like that. But somebody who assists other devotees that you go ahead and I will be behind you, such mood is very endearing to Krishna. And just like the earth is round, I don't have any round object here. Yeah, just like the earth is round, and in a round thing, if here is Krishna and everybody is like here, and Srimati Radharani is taking back position, then ultimately she is on the other side, she becomes very close to the Lord, just like in garland. In one sense, this part is the farthest to this part when it was made. It was the longest. But that mood of Srimati Radharani is so dear to Krishna that he brings and ties it most closest to her, to himself. And in fact, there is never a case when Lord Krishna is not found without Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada had named the deities in Delhi as Radha Parthasarathi. And devotees are that Parthasarathi is Krishna in the battlefield. Srimati Radharani is also there. And Vishwanacharya Thakur in his purport, he gives some understandings where how Krishna is meditating on Srimati Radharani even in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Prabhupada said that Srimati Radharani is always in the heart of Krishna, and she can never be separated. But, and this today especially is very dear to Krishna. Radhashtami is very dear to Krishna. as well as Radhana Swami Maharaj once was giving a Radhashtami address, and he said that today is the happiest day for Krishna because her beloved Srimati Radharani appears. So Janmashtami is the happiest day for all of us. So Radhashtami is the happiest day for Krishna because Krishna came and then Radharani comes after 15 days and Krishna had to wait. So it is a even happiest of happiest days of our life. And another quality that is also seen exclusively in Julan Yatra, which is another quality of Srimati Radharani, is her exclusive dependence on Krishna. And it is also said why Julan Yatra is so dear to Krishna, because this is the only festival or pastime in which Srimati Radharani herself embraces Krishna. I am not qualified to speak about the intimate pastimes between the gopis and the Supreme Lord, but we can take a lesson from this that when Radharani and Krishna, they are singing, Krishna tells the gopis to sing even harder, more higher. And as the thing goes higher and higher, Srimati Radharani becomes fearful at the pace at which the swing is going, and she spontaneously embraces or takes shelter of Krishna. So this is another quality of Srimati Radharani, that there is no other shelter than Krishna. Therefore, even when she was born today, she didn't open her eyes. It appeared that she was almost dead, no movements in her body, and her eyes were closed, she was not speaking anything. And Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, although they got a beautiful child in Raval next to their house in a golden lotus, they saw that this baby is mute. Although she is very cute, she is mute. And they were very worried. And then Narad Muni comes and says, don't worry, she is awaiting for a personality. And when you invite everybody, hold a festival for the appearance of this child, this divine child, and then you will know the purpose for which she is keeping herself closed. And as soon as Lord Krishna, as a small little Bal Gopal, he came, he was also very eager. So somehow crawling, and he came and he came to the close to the swing of Srimati Radharani, and he touched Srimati Radharani's hand. It's a beautiful picture. We also have a diorama in our temple about this. And as soon as Krishna's touch was there, immediately she opened her eyes, and she was waiting that my only purpose of this eyes is to see Krishna. The only purpose of my ears is to see, is to hear about him, is to hear from him. So the Supreme Lord, although he is Atma Rama, one of the reasons that acharyas give why Krishna is called as Atma Rama is that he is self-satisfied. Atma is self and Rama is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anyone or anything to give him satisfaction. And although he is Atma Rama, he very much looks forward to exchange love with his devotees. Therefore, in all his pastimes, he is always looking to exchange love. But another meaning that devotees give is that Atma, just like we all have Atma, the soul that is there. But in another sense, Atma is where your heart is there. The soul is in the heart, but Atma also, in a poetic way, is where Atma kita. So where is your heart? So the heart of Lord Krishna is with Srimati Radharani. So in that sense, the Atma of Krishna is Radha. And because he is always relishing relationship and pastimes with Srimati Radharani, he is self-satisfied. That is another meaning of Atma Ram. And because of that, he doesn't need any other dependence on anyone outside. But even Srimati Radharani is his own pleasure potency, his own manifestation of love in this, when he wanted to create, he was there philosophically, not in a chronological sense, then he created three potencies. Krishna Das Gaur Hari Goswami explains, Sandini, Samvit and Radini. Sandini potency creates the platform, that is the spiritual world, all the paraphernalia are created. And Samvit potency is the knowledge of the living entities, the sat aspect is the Sandini potency. The chit aspect, the awareness of how to serve, is the Samvit potency. And Radhini is the actual relishing of that love. Gauranga gives a beautiful example from the kitchen. He says that you want to make a nice, wonderful menu, but you need first infrastructure. So the infrastructure and the people is the Sandini. So the creation of the spiritual world, all the souls and all the places, the dhams, the Vaikuntha lokas. And Samvit is the knowledge of cooking. That how do you exchange love? It's not that you can mix anything and love will be created. So the awareness, or the awareness of the relationship between the living entities, that is the Samvit. So Vit means awareness or wisdom. So the knowledge of the cooking is also there, and also the execution of the cooking. So that is the Abhideya. And then Vadini is when it is served and tasted. So the cooking is done, the items are there, but the real purpose of all the cooking, all the infrastructure, all the knowledge is for you to relish. So when you relish that, like here today in Chopati, they are making a grand feast for Radhashtami. So when you go and take the prasad, so the cooking, unless you taste it, there is no point. And same way, the experience of that cooking is Radhini, where the devotees really relish connection with Krishna when they are bestowed by Radhini potency, by the Supreme Lord's potency. So, and there are so many pastimes of Srimati Radharani's intense separation and exclusive surrender to Krishna. And Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has written many books glorifying Sri Vrindavan Dham, glorifying Navadvip Dham. Although he is from South India, from Sri Ranga, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, he became so overwhelmed by discussing with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the glories of Vrindavan that he ultimately came to Vrindavan to stay there forever. And in his deep realizations, he has written many books, especially glorifying the glories of Vrindavan, the path of Madhurya Bhakti. So one of the books that Srila Prabhupada Saraswati wrote is called as Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. And in this, he glorifies the sweetness of Srimati Radharani's love, her relationship, her identity, and her pastimes. So in this, the 18th verse in this my wonderful book had caught my attention few months back. And this verse beautifully compares Srimati Radharani to seven oceans. and this world, this material world is called as Bhava Sindhu, because Bhava means to keep becoming. And again we are taking different births, different lives, and Punarapi Mararam, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Janani Jatareshayam, Samprapte Sannihite Kale, that again and again we are taking birth and death, so that Bhavasagar, that Bhavasindhu, we are drowning in that. There is no way out from this. And the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to remove one from the Bhavasindhu, because the Bhavasindhu, the drowning in this is not very pleasurable, because it is not our natural place. Just like a fish, it cannot survive in the land. The fish can survive in water. Same way, the jiva cannot survive in the material consciousness, in the consciousness thinking that I am the doer and the enjoyer. So the Lord, the Supreme Lord, when He created this material world, He created seven oceans. We all know of the world, the salt ocean that is surrounding all of us, but that is the most accessible ocean that is there. Prabhupada used to say that just like mother cow, she gives two liquids. One liquid is gomutra, another liquid is dugdha, is milk. And if any of you have ever tasted gomutra, it is salty. And but the milk is very sweet. So it is coming from the same mother, same place, mother cow. But one is salty and another is sweet. And the salty part, the gomutra, is to cure us of all the diseases. And the sweet part, the milk, is to nourish us. Same way the Lord, when He created this material world, He created the suffering, the difficulties that are not His creation, but our own misdoings. And the Lord, He also created the milk part, the sweet pastimes that he Himself enacts, and also the spiritual world. So this world is compared to the cow's gomutra part, which is salty, but which is pungent, which is not so tasty to take. But for somebody who is diseased, that is necessary. But once somebody becomes healthy, by taking of that, by properly monitoring it, there was one of our devotees in Wada. He became so absorbed, thinking that, oh, gomutra is so good. So he started to drink glasses and glasses of gomutra every day. And sometimes even not, there is a whole purification process for the gomutra before humans take. But he used to directly put a glass in front of the, in back of the cow, not front of the cow, back of the cow. And then he used to directly, fresh cow urine he used to drink. But then his system, all his intestines couldn't take the intensity of that. And now he is barred from drinking that. So same way in this material world, when we are just so troubled with only the difficulties that we face, the austerities, then it becomes, so therefore Lord Krishna has also created sweet pastimes, which, so the philosophy and the pastimes both have to be, so philosophy makes us ready like cow urine, and then the pastimes are like sweet milk that nourishes, that bring us closer to Krishna. But if somebody without first becoming qualified by drinking the philosophy, if he directly tries to take the milk, especially the condensed milk like the gopis pastimes, then what will happen is diarrhea, indigestion, and he will just have loose motions. So same way, we have to be very conscious that we never step beyond what we can, we are deserved. Without proper adhikar, if we try to step ahead, that creates not a healthy growth, but it's just like jumping up. When you jump up instead of growing, you very surely come down, fall down. So the Bhavasindhu is this material world, and in this material world there are seven oceans, and Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati beautifully compares Srimati Radharani to these seven oceans, but the positive side of the seven oceans, the spiritual seven oceans. Her personality is compared to ocean, having an ocean of seven qualities, and these seven qualities give us a very nice insight into Srimati Radharani's nature, and it's a nice way to remember her glories and also meditate. So the first, so this verse which Prabodhananda Saraswati writes, 18th verse, it is Vaidagdha Sindhur Anuraigar Saika Sindhur Vatsalya Sindhur Atisandra Pipaika Sindhur Lavanya Sindhur Amrita Chavirupa Sindhu Shiradika Surati Mehidikeri Sindhu. So you can see that many Sindhus are being mentioned in this verse. So the first Sindhu, just already we know, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Lord Krishna is compared to the ocean of compassion, Karuna Sindhu. And in this verse, and in different exalted books, it is said that in compared to Srimati Radharani's love, Krishna is like a fish who swims in the ocean of Srimati Radharani's love, which is like an ocean. So for us, Krishna's love is like an ocean, compassion is like an ocean. But he himself, he is like a fish who is always hankering. And in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we see that the absorption that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in remembrance of Krishna, that is very important, that many times without enough concentration, we venture out into trying to contribute, trying to share. So unless we are relishing, we cannot give another the taste. So only somebody, if you are happy about something, only then you can share about that to other someone else. So in brief, I'll just mention about these seven oceans. So the first ocean that Prabodhananda Saraswati compares is Vaidagdha Sindhu. The Srimati Radharani is an ocean of cleverness, that she is supremely learned in all the ways to please the Supreme Lord. So there is also another book called as Vidagdha Madhav, that Krishna, Lord Krishna is supremely clever. There is one book called as Lalita Madhav and another called as Vidagdha Madhav. So Vidagdha is, Krishna is very clever. But Srimati Radharani is an ocean of cleverness, and she perfectly knows how to please the Supreme Lord. In fact, all the different arts that are there, Krishna has learned from Srimati Radharani. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Krishna says, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Nata Sada, that Srimati Radhika, she is my teacher, she is my guru in dancing, Nata Sada. Ama Nana Ditya Nachaye Udbhata, that and as she is teaching me to dance, I am dancing. So Krishna becomes a humble student to learn from Srimati Radharani all different ways of expression of love. And her cleverness that she manifests, and it is not just in cleverness in dancing, her cleverness is also her expertise is also in cooking. You say, she is the one who is constantly every day cooking for Krishna in Pavan Sarovar. Vishwadhamma invites every day Srimati Radharani to cook for Krishna, because Durvasa Muni had blessed Srimati Radharani that anybody who taste from you will never get disease. He will become very strong. And because she, your expert cook, so she is assisted by all the gopis, again, she is constantly cooking in Pavan Sarovar. And because of her cooking, Yashoda Mai becomes so pleased that she thinks that if she cooks so wonderfully, this is not going to last very long, because once she gets married, she is going to go away. So therefore she wanted Radharani to marry Krishna, and therefore that whole pastime where Srimati Radharani's hands are put with turmeric, haldi, and this is another lesson that access to Krishna comes through service. That when we serve his devotees and please his devotees, be obedient to the instructions of his devotees, and when the devotees are pleased, they give us that adhikar. And Srimati Radharani in her own life, she is teaching. Of course, that whole pastime is another beautiful episode, one of the first instances in Vrindavan of the manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the lake that is in Vrindavan, that is near Bartana. And so she is expert in cooking, she is expert in arguments. Krishna becomes defeated in the verbal battle. She is expert in stringing different flower garlands in different formations of the flower decorations. And she is also expert in teaching her parrots, Shuka and Sari, different verses, glorifying and narrating. And even in the game of dice, it is said she is expert. So in this way, her cleverness is first of all glorified by Prabodhananda Saraswati. And her cleverness is only not to displease but to please. It is to, so therefore her cleverness is compared to the ocean of sweet water. In this material world, there is an ocean of sweet water. So the Vaidagya Sindhu is compared to the ocean of sweet water. And the next quality that Srimati Radharani possesses is Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu. That she is most, her quality of being ever fresh and ever astonishing for Krishna. Yes, she is very clever, but Krishna can never come to the conclusion of how Srimati Radharani will please. One of the ways in a relationship it keeps growing is where the other personality keeps pleasing you in unexpected ways. Surprise parties and all this. Like something comes as a surprise. So Srimati Radharani is also ever fresh and ever astonishing to the Supreme Lord. And she also is never satiated by Krishna's sweetness and his astonishing qualities. So both ways, Anuraga. So the Anuraga is both ways, and her Anuraga increases Krishna's Anuraga. So in this way, both the oceans, Krishna's love and Radharani's love, both grow. So therefore, and she goes to the highest levels of emotions to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord, as we heard about Mahabhava. And this sweet rasa is compared to the ocean of milk, this Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu. And this is compared to the ocean of milk that is found in this material world, where Lord Vishnu resides in the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who resides. So only in a place where there is sweet exchanges amidst devotees with the Supreme Lord, there is the Lord is willing to stay. The third oceanic quality of Srimati Radharani is Vatsalya Sindhu, and that she is an ocean of parental or paternal affection, and that is for all of us. So all the first two qualities of the Supreme Lord, but her more, and this is what makes her very dear to Krishna, that she's not just absorbed, okay, me and my husband or me and my family, but she's always concerned about all the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And she is, and it is said that when Srimati Radharani manifested as Srimati Sita Devi, she was not happy that why the Lord Ram carrying a bow to kill, because she was against killing. And the whole purpose why she went to Lanka, one of the acharyas explains, is because of her extreme compassion. Just like when a child is diseased, the mother personally nurtures the child back to health. Same way Ravana was extremely diseased with lust, and as a compassionate mother, she agreed to go with this diseased child and tried for 10 months to try to cure him out of that disease. So Srimati Radharani and Srimati Sita Devi, and is extremely compassionate. Her Vatsalya Bhava for us, her affection, parental affection, is our hope. And therefore, Krishna Ananda and Jivera portion, that she gives pleasure to Krishna, and she also nourishes all the jivas, just like a mother has two holes. So Vatsalya Sindhu. And this Vatsalya is not just for us, but sometimes this although Vatsalya Ras and Madhurya Ras, they are incompatible according to Rasa Shastra. But Srimati Radharani sometimes has this concern, parental concern, even for the safety of Krishna. Therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming down, or when Krishna was coming down, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she said, "You take my complexion and you take my emotions." So the Vatsalya Ras is not just with the jivas, but sometimes even for Krishna's protection. And all the gopis, she has so much motherly affection for. We hear the story of that fox that was in the Shivkhor in the Radhakund, where the fox was in a deep dark pit, that fire was put all over by some boys, some kids. And then the fox was shouting with great compassion. Srimati Radharani said, "Go and bring that fox, mitigate the misery of that fox and bring that fox." And Srimati Radharani personally nurtured that fox back to health. So Srimati Radharani, she is Vatsalya Sindhu. And this Vatsalya, this ocean of Vatsalya Sindhu is also is compared to, just like milk, when it becomes, just like milk and yogurt are not truly compatible, so both cannot be taken. So although Vatsalya and Anuraga, Madhurya, which we discussed before, are not together, but in Srimati Radharani they can be found together. And this Vatsalya is compared to ocean of yogurt. So when milk is not digestible, one takes yogurt to cure oneself. The same way, before we enter into all the sweet pastimes of the Krishna, one first of all one has to bathe oneself, increase one's digestion by taking yogurt, by taking curd. So that is depending on the Guru Parampara, and there must the Vatsalya that is coming in the form of their instructions and guidance. So Srimati Radharani is also Vatsalya Sindhu. Then the next quality of Srimati Radharani that is compared by Prabhupada Saraswati is it is not just yogurt, but it is like yogurt, but it is so much filled with deep compassion that she becomes very soft-hearted, and not just soft-hearted, but even her body starts to melt in compassion. She said that my heart melts in compassion, but Srimati Radharani becomes so much concerned about the welfare of the living entities. That Ati Sandra Kripaika Siddhi. That Raghunath Das Goswami says, Karuna Vidravade. Her body melts with compassion. Not just her heart, but even her body melts in compassion for all of us. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that how Mahaprabhu, he didn't see who was qualified, who was not qualified. He just gave the Braja Bhakti, which was so rarely found, to everybody, that which is so pure, but which is so soft, which is the manifest, which is the ultimate result of churning the yogurt, the butter, the clarified butter that is compared to, and which in the form of Mahaprabhu, he came to distribute. And Srimati Radharani is compared to ocean of clarified butter. And all of us know that Krishna is Makanchor. So any butter, any softness that we find anywhere, devotion, Krishna is very hungry, because that is coming from Srimati Radharani's ocean of clarified butter. So this is another quality that she possesses, the fourth of the cosmic oceans. The next quality that is described is, she is Lavanya Sindhu, that her form is supremely enchanting. Even the, one of the reasons why Krishna wants to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that what is it that attracts me so much to Srimati Radharani, that the whole world is getting attracted to me, but I am, that Krishna is Madan Mohan and Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. So what is there in the form that I become so much attracted to her beautiful features and form, her form. So that is Lavanya Sindhu. And Krishna becomes intoxicated by the beauty of Srimati Radharani. And because he is drinking this intoxicated sweetness of Srimati Radharani's love, Acharyas explained that when somebody is drinking, he doesn't discriminate, he just keeps distributing whomever that comes in front. So same way, Gadadhar Pandit and Gaurang Mahaprabhu, they are tasting the oceanic nectar of Krishna's form and Srimati Radharani's pastime, that they are distributing. So therefore, her love, this quality of her Lavanya Sindhu is compared to this, the ocean of wine. So apt comparison, even in this world people get blinded by lust. So Krishna becomes blinded or intoxicated by Srimati Radharani's beauty, the ocean of wine, Lavanya Sindhu. The sixth ocean that is compared to is Amrita Chabi Rupa Sindhu. That this is an ocean of sugarcane juice. So wine, sometimes, as all of you know, it is not so sweet. But Srimati Radharani's form is compared to ocean of sugarcane juice. And sugarcane juice is very sweet. And same way, it is not just intoxicating, it is also very sweet. And Krishna, he says that Koti Kama Jini Rupo Yayapi Amara Asamordha Madhurya Samya Nahi Yara More. The highest of that manifestation of Srimati Radharani's emotion, Madhurya Bhav, it is so sweet that Krishna is saying that Asamordha, I'm incapable to taste it fully. And so therefore Srimati Radharani's form is also compared to ocean of sugar cane. Her splendor, her brilliance, her glow. And the last, which is compared to the ocean of salt water, is the transcendental pastimes. So just like somebody, and all of us are very much familiar with the salt water ocean, and salt water has so many waves and it usually can drown somebody. The same way, if somebody doesn't have proper qualification and he tries to enter this ocean of pastimes of Srimati Radharani without proper qualification, without a proper boat, and that boat is the mercy of the Guru, but otherwise if somebody tries to enter into that, then he will drown. So this is called Keli Sindhu, the different playful pastimes that Srimati Radharani has with the Supreme Lord. And this is the ocean of salt water. So these seven qualities are compared to seven oceans. So again, give a table. The ocean of sweet water is compared to Vaidagya Sindhu, ocean of cleverness. Ocean of milk is Anuraga Rasayaka Sindhu. Her sweet, her astonishing and ever fresh manifestation, and her being absorbed in Krishna and being fascinated ever by Krishna. And then ocean of yogurt is Vatsalya Sindhu, her love for the poor and the fallen, and sometimes even for Krishna and other sakis, where she wants them to get benefited. The ocean of clarified butter is Ajisandra Kripayaka Sindhu, that her compassion is so great that she comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute that to help all of us to promote it. Not just her heart melts, but her body also melts like butter. And then fifth is ocean of wine, Lavanya Sindhu. And her pure form is intoxicating. And Srimati and Lord Krishna is intrigued by her beauty. And he wants to know the extent of this ocean. And sixth is sugarcane, ocean of sugarcane, Amrita Chaturupa Sindhu. The same is not just intoxicating, but also very sweet. And seventh is ocean of salt water, Keli Sindhu, ocean of transcendental pastimes. So, okay, of course, there's so many pastimes and the tattva that is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Jaya Goswami. So, please also focus. Spend some time hearing all those amazing pastimes. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for this opportunity to think that how from Bhava Sindhu, Srimati Radharani is bringing us to Bhava Sindhu, an ocean of emotions for Krishna. And we cannot drown in this, because drowning in this is very, very painful. But we are supposed to drown in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Bhava Sindhu. So the purpose of Krishna consciousness, movement purpose of Srimati Radharani's appearance or Krishna's appearance is to bring the soul from Bhava Sindhu to Bhava Sindhu. So I'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radha Ashtami ki jai. Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. And I won't be able to take questions because the Abhishek has started at 6 and it is 6:04. I need to be there at the Abhishek to go and do the Abhishek. So I excuse devotees from taking questions. And please forgive me if I spoke beyond my adhikar. If something was very enlivening, something that nourishing, I'll be grateful for this opportunity to serve all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful class. And we look forward for your classes. We can ask questions, I think. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, let's do obeisances.
As I was doing Abhishek, I'll offer a prayer for all.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Vancha kalpataru krishna kripa sindhu ke vidhanam pavanasyo vaishnavetyo
namo. Anant koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace Brajmohan ki jai.